Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Hi, you're on the show where we give you a few thoughts on small things that are just awesome. Things to Live For. The whole COVID-19 experience has taught us many lessons. An important one is valuing all of the things that we have. There's no better way to learn how much something truly means to you until it's been taken away. During the quarantine, we've missed doing many normal activities, like hugging relatives, meeting friends, even getting a haircut. In our fast-paced lives, we often are so busy that we take things like this for granted. When you see a relative after a long time, you hug them that much harder. When you're reunited with your significant other after a long absence, you kiss them longer and deeper. When you meet an old friend that you haven't seen in a while, your smile is so much bigger. Sometimes, we're surprised when we long for things that we previously thought were chores, like getting dressed up in the morning, or going to work, or school, or attending religious services. Another effect of having things absent from our lives is that we start to realize which ones are not as essential as we originally thought. Many of us, especially those in developed countries, live lives of excess. Quite often, we don't even realize it. When these things are taken away, you start thinking that maybe you don't need to have Starbucks coffee every morning. Or perhaps you don't necessarily have to eat out at expensive restaurants all the time. Or that spending a few dollars to rent a movie is not too different from shelling out dozens to see it in the theater. When something is removed from our lives, whether voluntarily or not, we start to realize, whether we overestimated or underestimated, its true value to us. Thanks for clicking into this edition of the Things to Live For podcast. For more little nuggets of positivity, please don't forget to subscribe. Details on all the ways you can listen to our show are at our website. Here comes Faith with the details. This has been Rick. Have a blessed day.
For more of the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstolivefor.com. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.